All right, ready to level up your skills. Today we're going deep into the world of Martin Dorsch.
Oh, this should be good.
You know him, right?
Yeah.
Content creator, educator.
Yeah, I've seen his stuff.
He's all about pushing those boundaries. You know, always getting better.
That's the guy with the hashtag, right?
Totally. Hashtag Besserwerden. It's German for, well, basically always getting better.
I knew there was some German in there.
We've got his website, his blog. And trust me, they're packed. Examples of how he does this Besserwerden thing.
Across all kinds of stuff, right? Photography, I've seen that. Video, education, what else?
Seriously, you name it, he's probably done it. But it's not just about the skills. You know,
it's got to be more.
Deeper than that. This drive to empower you, to master new things.
Okay, I like that. So where do we start?
Well, first, you got to see his portfolio. I mean, the variety, it's insane.
I've seen bits and pieces.
No, seriously. Loeb's motocross, for one.
Motocross, huh?
Then there's this Trail Pulse thing.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, some kind of outdoor adventure brand, I think.
Oh, right. I think I saw something about that.
But it's not just cool visuals. Dorsch gets deep into software, too. Capture One. Eggs Labs.
Oh, yeah. The tech stuff. I've heard about Capture One.
He even does workshops and live streams, shares all that knowledge.
I bet that's helpful, breaking it all down.
But here's the kicker. He's totally embraced AI, like full on.
AI, huh? That's everywhere these days.
He sees it as a tool, especially for creatives.
Makes sense. It's got potential, that's for sure.
And he's not just talking about it. Check out his LinkedIn learning courses.
Oh, right. He teaches online, too.
Teaches people how to actually use AI. Over 10,000 students already.
Wow, that's a lot of people learning about AI.
But here's the thing. It's not just the tech stuff. He helps you blend AI with your own creative vision.
Oh, that's interesting. Making it your own, not just following some formula.
And it's not just online either. He works at this place, WIFI Over Osterreich.
Okay. Never heard of it.
It's where he shows professionals how to use AI, like ChatGPT.
Yeah.
You know, for their everyday work.
To be more efficient.
Exactly. Streamline things, save time.
ChatGPT can do that, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then there's his masterclass in photography.
Another course. This guy's busy.
This one's all about using AI for exceptional projects. But here's the thing. All this work, all these skills,
yeah,
it's all tied together by this Besserwerden thing.
Right. Back to that. So it's more than just a hashtag.
Way more. It's like the core of his whole approach, like to life and work.
Like a guiding principle.
Exactly. He even has this quote on his website. Wer aufhört, besser werden zu wollen, hört auf, gut zu sein.
All right, my German's rusty, but I think I get the gist.
Basically, if you stop wanting to get better, you stop being good. Powerful, right?
Yeah, definitely. It makes you think. It
makes you think we should never settle, right? The moment you think you've made it, you start to, well, stagnate.
True. Gotta keep moving forward.
And Dorsch, he's the opposite of stagnant. It's like he's saying, look, this Besserwerden thing, it's not just for me. It's for everyone.
That everyone has potential, right?
So thinking about all that, his drive to empower others, his insane range of skills.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
What jumps out at you? The most compelling part.
Honestly, it's his belief in growth. Not just his own, but everyone's. This idea that we can all use technology, knowledge,
yeah,
to empower ourselves, to reach our goals, especially creative goals.
I love that. It's like he's saying, hey, if I can do it, you can too.
Yeah.
And he's not just saying it. He's showing you the way.
Providing a roadmap, you mean.
Exactly. All right, so we've established that Dorsch is all about empowering others.
Definitely.
And we touched on his, let's just say, impressive skill set.
To put it mildly.
But let's zero in on the photography and videography.
Oh, yeah, the visual stuff.
Remember those projects? Motocross, Trail Pulse?
Right. Those are pretty cool.
Well, what's impressive is his versatility.
Yeah, how he can switch gears like that.
Motocross, you got to capture that split-second action.
Right, got to be quick.
But then Trail Pulse, it's more about storytelling. The beauty of nature.
Two totally different approaches.
He's like a visual chameleon.
Mm.
Adapting his style to fit the story.
That's a good way to put it. And that's crucial, right? Being able to adapt.
Absolutely. Clients want someone who can handle anything.
And Dorsch, he clearly can. But it's more than just technical skill, right?
That's for sure. You got to understand the client's vision, too.
Translate that into visuals. Make it connect with people.
Exactly. It's a collaboration. Bringing someone's vision to life. It's creative. It's technical.
Powerful combination.
Okay, so we talked visuals, but what about the software stuff?
Capture One, Xense Labs, all that.
Some of us aren't quite as tech savvy.
No judgment here. So break it down for us.
What are these programs all about?
Well, Capture One, it's big in professional photography. Image editing, especially for raw files, gives you incredible control over every detail.
So, like Photoshop, but more for pros.
You could say that. Way more tools specifically for photographers.
Gotcha. And Zinx Labs.
That's more for digital artists and designers.
Mm-hmm.
High-quality graphics, tablets, accessories.
Okay. So what's so special about them?
They're all about intuitive design sensitivity. It's like an extension of your hand.
Whoa. Okay. So you can translate your ideas directly onto the digital canvas.
Exactly. Precision, creative freedom, all that.
So Dersh being involved with these programs,
yeah,
it shows he's not just about taking the picture.
Right. It's the whole process.
Capturing the image, editing, presenting the final product.
And then he shares that through his workshops and live streams.
Totally. He's like, here are the tools. Now go create something amazing.
Yeah.
Empowering others to level up.
Very cool.
And that, my friend, brings us to AI.
The final piece of the puzzle.
This is where things get really interesting.
He's not just dipping his toes in, is he?
No way. Dersh is diving headfirst into AI. It's like he sees opportunity, not a threat.
Like a whole new set of tools.
Exactly. Unlocking creative possibilities we haven't even thought of yet.
Makes you wonder what he's teaching in those LinkedIn learning courses.
Well, he focuses on practical applications.
Meaning?
How you can actually use AI in your own creative work. Imagine creating those stunning images, graphics, but way faster.
Stuff that would take forever, normally.
Right. He's making those advanced techniques accessible.
So even if I can't draw, I could use AI to make cool art.
You got it. It's not replacing creativity, it's enhancing it.
Giving you new ways to express your ideas.
And then there's his work at WIFI Oberösterreich, helping professionals integrate AI into their work.
ChatGPT, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Making work easier, faster, more effective.
Streamlining those boring tasks.
Emails, reports, you name it. And then there's his masterclass.
Right, the photography one.
Where he dives deep into AI and artistic vision.
Sounds intense.
It is. He guides students in using AI to create these exceptional photography projects.
Pushing those boundaries.
Exactly. It's like taking his LinkedIn learning course to the next level.
Actually creating impactful art with AI.
You got it. And what's amazing, he encourages experimentation.
Pushing your own limits.
Embracing those possibilities that AI unlocks.
Sounds like this perfectly embodies his whole Besser Werden philosophy.
You nailed it. It's all about that pursuit, that constant learning, pushing yourself.
Becoming a better version of yourself.
And he does it with so much enthusiasm.
It's contagious, right?
Totally. Okay, so we've seen Dersh's work, the software, but let's unpack this Besser Werden thing a bit more.
All right, more than just a hashtag.
What does it really mean to him? How does it show up in his work?
Yeah, good question.
Well, for Dersh, it's a way of life.
Not just mastering one skill.
Right. It's about constantly learning, growing, being better today than yesterday.
And you can see that in everything he does, right?
Yeah.
New software, AI, teaching others.
He's always striving to improve, to expand his horizons. Remember that quote, "He who stops wanting to get better
stops being good." Yeah, it's all about that mindset.
And it's not just about him, right? It's about community, sharing what he learns.
Bringing others along on the journey.
So we've explored his drive, his work, his philosophy.
It's a lot to process.
What are your key takeaways? Mm. How can you apply Dersh's story to your own life?
Well, what I find inspiring is his embrace of continuous learning.
Mm. Never stop learning.
Right. It doesn't matter your age, your skill level. We all have the capacity to grow.
It's not about becoming Dersh. It's about taking that Besser Werden mindset and applying it to your own passions.
Your own goals, whatever they are.
Exactly. Whether it's a new hobby or just being more mindful.
That desire to improve, it can make a huge difference.
And he shows us it's not a solo mission.
You can learn from others, share your knowledge, build connections.
All right. Before we move on, one last question.
Shoot.
What stands out to you most about Dersh's journey?
It's his belief in potential. He sees technology and knowledge as tools for empowerment, and he wants to help others achieve their own creative vision.
I love that. He's inspiring others to embrace that journey of Besser Werden.
To find their own path to continuous improvement.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to explore.
Yeah, we're just getting started. It's amazing how Dersh blends his technical side with the artistic vision.
Yeah, it's not just knowing the tools.
Right.
It's about using them to tell a story.
Yeah.
To really make you feel something.
Create something captivating.
Totally. And we see this in his work with, remember Loeb's motocross?
Oh, yeah, and trail poles.
Yeah, let's start with Loegs Motocross. What do we know about that one?
So it looks like Dersch, he was hired to do photos and videos of these events.
Motocross events.
Yeah.
And knowing how intense and action-packed motocross is,
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine like the skill it takes to capture that.
You have to anticipate the action. You got to understand the sport. And you need those technical skills to to freeze those moments.
It's
Like
the split-second moments.
all that adrenaline.
And then the editing process, that's got to be intense.
Sifting through hours of footage
Finding those perfect shots.
to tell a story, capture the energy.
And this is where his skill with software like Capture One, it really comes in.
He's not just using the raw footage.
Right, he's enhancing the visuals, the colors, creating this immersive
It's
experience.
like he takes these raw moments
Yeah.
and turns them into art.
A visual symphony of speed and power.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about Loeb's motocross, but what about Trail Pulse? That one's a bit more
Yeah,
mysterious.
we don't have as much info on that one. But I'm guessing from the name and what we know about Dersch,
Yeah.
it's got to be something to do with outdoor adventure.
Probably right. Knowing his passion for, pushing boundaries, I bet he used some cool techniques, maybe even drone footage to get those sweeping shots.
Oh, I can picture it now. Breathtaking views of mountains, forests.
Maybe even some wild stunts in there.
So Loeb's Motocross and Trail Pulse, they seem really different,
Yeah.
but they require a similar skill set, right?
Dynamic action storytelling, that feeling of adventure.
It's like he has this universal toolkit,
Yeah.
this blend of, technical expertise, artistic vision storytelling.
He can apply it to anything.
Doesn't matter the subject.
And that's what makes him so versatile, so sought after.
He's not boxed in by a certain style or genre.
Always exploring new creative territories.
And it's not just those big projects. He also spends a lot of time teaching others.
Oh, right. The workshops, the live streams, the courses.
And that's where his Besserwerden philosophy really shines.
It's not just about him mastering these skills, it's
Right.
about empowering everyone to reach their creative potential.
So what about those workshops and live streams? What does he actually cover?
Well, it seems like the workshops they focus on software like Capture One and Zense Labs.
So in-depth training on how to use these programs.
Yeah, essential tools for photographers, designers, artists.
It's more than just clicking buttons.
You got to understand the software, learn the advanced techniques.
Use those tools to achieve your specific goal.
Right. And the live stream format is great because it's interactive. You can ask questions, get feedback, learn from his expertise.
Or having a personal tutor.
Exactly. And it shows how much he cares about sharing his knowledge.
Helping others improve their craft. Okay, let's move on to the online courses. Specifically, those LinkedIn learning courses about AI.
Right, the ones that reached over 10,000 students. What makes them so special?
Well, he focuses on the practical stuff.
How you can actually use AI in your creative work.
Yeah, not just the theory, step by step how to use these AI tools to create amazing visuals.
To work more efficiently, to, enhance your whole creative process.
So you're not trying to become an AI expert overnight.
Right.
You're learning how to use these tools to bring your vision to life.
And he does a great job breaking down complex concepts, simple lessons, clear guidance, real-world examples.
So it's not intimidating.
It's exciting, it's accessible,
He's demystifying AI.
showing you how to unlock that creative potential.
And of course, this ties right back into his Besserwerden philosophy.
Constant learning, growing, exploring your potential.
And Dersch, he embodies this in everything he does.
He's always learning himself,
Yeah.
trying new things, pushing himself to evolve.
And the best part, he shares all this knowledge.
He wants others to join him on this journey.
He's building a community of learners passionate about pushing creative boundaries, exploring those possibilities.
Really inspiring. Okay, so we've seen how Dersch blends technology and creativity with his clients and in his online teaching.
But how about his work at WIFI Oberösterreich, helping those professionals use AI in their everyday work?
Right. This is where it gets really interesting.
Because it's not just about art and design.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Showing people in all sorts of professions how AI can be a valuable tool.
And Dersch is leading the way, teaching professionals how to use tools like ChatGPT to be more efficient.
So AI isn't something to fear.
It's a resource.
Makes you better at what you do.
Yeah.
So tell me more about WIFI Oberösterreich. What kind of training does he provide?
Well, he leads workshops and training sessions,
Okay.
focus on practical applications of AI. So he teaches professionals from different backgrounds.
Like marketing, business.
All sorts of fields. How to use AI to work more efficiently, get better results.
Empowering them to embrace AI.
Showing them how it makes them more valuable in their field.
Okay, can you give me some specific examples?
Sure. One key tool he focuses on is ChatGPT. It's this powerful language model.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Can be used for so many things. Writing emails, summarizing documents, brainstorming ideas, translating languages.
Wow.
He teaches people how to use it to automate those boring tasks.
The stuff we all hate doing.
Freeing up time for more creative work.
It's like having a virtual assistant.
Exactly. He also introduces people to other AI tools, like data analytics platforms.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
They help you analyze tons of data, identify trends.
So you can make better decisions.
It's like giving people superpowers.
They can see things they might have missed otherwise.
That's a great way to put it. But what's important, he also talks about using AI responsibly.
It's not just about using the tools without thinking.
It's about ethics. It's about using them to benefit everyone.
As AI becomes more common in our lives,
yeah,
we got to make sure we use it the right way.
It's about values. It's about a better future.
It's like he's not just teaching skills.
Right.
He's teaching people how to be responsible leaders in this new world.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've seen how he helps people use AI for everyday work and creative pursuits.
But what about his masterclass in photography?
This is where he really pushes the boundaries.
Innovative uses of AI.
Exploring new possibilities in visual storytelling.
So in this masterclass, he takes students on a journey.
Experimenting with AI tools, challenging assumptions about photography.
Creating art that's both technically impressive and emotionally powerful.
He guides students to use AI to enhance their own vision and style.
Tell more compelling stories.
Right.
Create truly unique work.
Exactly. Can you give us some specific examples of how AI is being used?
Yeah. How does this work in practice?
So one key area is image generation. You can create totally new images from scratch.
From scratch.
Based on your own ideas.
Wow. So you're bringing your imagination to life with AI?
Exactly. And that's just one example. He also dives into AI-powered image manipulation.
Oh, okay.
You can blend images seamlessly, push the boundaries of reality.
It's like magic.
And these tools, they're constantly evolving, becoming more sophisticated.
The possibilities are endless.
A whole new era of photography is beginning.
It's incredible to see someone embrace this new technology with so much passion.
He's a true pioneer. But remember, it's not just about the technical side.
Right.
He emphasizes artistic vision. He believes AI should enhance your own voice, not replace it.
Finding that balance.
Between the power of AI and the power of human creativity.
Okay, as we wrap up this part, what are the key takeaways from Dorsch's work?
One big takeaway is that technology and creativity can work together.
They're not enemies.
AI can help artists push their boundaries.
And you don't need to be a pro to benefit from these tools.
Anyone can explore AI.
Dorsch shows us how Eve is. He encourages everyone to experiment to have fun.
And it all comes back to Besser Werden.
Constant learning, growing, challenging yourself.
So as we move on, think about this. What's one area in your life where you could embrace this mindset?
What's one skill you want to develop, one challenge you want to overcome?
How can you start taking steps today to become a little bit better?
Because, as Dorsch has shown us, the possibilities are endless. As we wrap up our deep dive into Martin Dorsch, it's his belief in connection that really sticks with me.
Connection.
Yeah, like knowledge, technology, human potential, they're all linked.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, yeah. Combine those things in the right way, and amazing things can happen.
Exactly. And Dorsch, he really gets that. He sees that big picture.
And he's not just watching from the sidelines. He's out there making it happen.
Using his skills, knowledge, passion, pushing boundaries, inspiring others. And you see this in everything he does.
Client work, workshops, the AI stuff, it's all connected.
Think about Loeb's Motocross, Trail Pulse. Those projects, they needed him to capture action, tell a story, make you feel that excitement.
Right, but those projects were pretty different, different approaches.
But he didn't limit himself. He didn't say, I'm just a motocross photographer.
He saw the connections, adapted his skills to fit the project.
And that's what makes him so versatile. This toolkit of skills, vision, storytelling, he can apply it to anything.
And clients these days, they want that. Someone who can handle anything, adapt to any challenge.
And Dorsch is the perfect example. Not afraid to learn new things, to step outside that comfort zone.
And AI, that's a big part of it. He really gets how technology can boost creativity, open up new possibilities.
It's not just talk. He's actually using AI, teaching it, pushing those boundaries in photography and visual storytelling. He's a true pioneer, a visionary, someone we can all learn from.
Absolutely. So thinking about our listeners, what can we take away from Dersh's journey? What can we apply to our own lives?
Well, first and foremost, continuous learning. Dersh is always learning, experimenting, pushing himself to grow.
It's more than just, you know, picking up new skills. It's a mindset, being curious, wanting to explore.
And Dersh shows us what that can achieve. Amazing results. By constantly challenging himself, embracing new technologies, sharing what he knows.
And he sees connections others might miss between his technical skills and his artistic vision, how technology, creativity, human potential, they all fit together.
That's so key in today's world. Things are always changing. We need to connect the dots, see the big picture, find those opportunities for innovation.
And that brings us to another lesson, collaboration, sharing what we know. Dersh doesn't hoard knowledge. He shares it, mentors others, builds a community.
Exactly. We can all contribute to that. By mentoring, teaching, even just having good conversations, we lift each other up.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want you to think about this. What's one area where you can embrace that Besserwerden mindset?
What skill do you want to learn? What challenge do you want to tackle? What steps can you take today to make it happen?
Because Dersh shows us that we can achieve anything when we commit to learning, growing, pushing beyond our limits.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into the world of Martin Dersh. We hope you found it insightful, inspiring. Keep learning, keep growing, keep striving to Besserwerden. Until next time.